I just trying to keep my degree.
You have an apple for me?
Sorry?
You have an apple for me?
I'm a little subtle about it.
Yeah, of course.
Is he being great?
Possible. Yes. Injured? What?
Is he being injured?
Yes, possible.
Great.
Okay. Okay, shalom, shalom. I think we're ready to turn the page up, give a little bit, even follow some more of the Shaka Vatar. You first have to finish the just the internal statement of Rabba, and then we're ready to go on to the Shaka Vatar of Rav Priya Kamaisa. Thank you very much, Moshe. So Rabba continues. We read the first part of Rabba. We're reminding so much of the second part of Rabba. So if you just look at Gimel and Beis, Rabba says, what did Rabba say at first? He said, Chazakin and Meis Panim Tnei Bal Chov. And therefore, he couldn't be kofor at all because he wasn't made of pot. And we spent a long time figuring out what that meant. Then on the base says, "Ahayda chuloy delo delay." Says he couldn't be kofor at all because he didn't have the haza, and maybe he wanted to be modav. But the reason he wasn't modav all of it is because shtamutik meshtabet. Sorry, to have lizuzi uferanale. He says, "What's the reason why he's paying half?" The reason he's paying half is, meaning if he's not made as panav, then why not just pay? Right? So he's the reason he's not just paying. So he's paying ishtamet, meaning he doesn't want to steal from the guy. He just, right, paying half is a classic ishtamute. He owes the guy $100. He can't afford to pay him $100 now. He doesn't have $100. Or if he has $100, he needs it for something very urgent. So he says, let me stall and I'll admit 50 and I'll save the other 50. I'll stall the other 50 until I come up with the cash. So he's being mishtamet. And the question is, what's the what kasha is Rabbi asking that he needs to answer? He's mishtamet. Why do you need to say that he's mishtamet? So what does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? Why does he need to say this mod mitzvah is a mishtamet? What's his? Yeah, right, exactly. He's the end of Rabba. So Rashi says, Chashid Amamona, Chashid Ashua. So the Pashid shot is that what's the point of Shvuah? The point of Shvuah is that if he's lying, then under threat of Shvuah, he'll admit. Right, he'll be afraid to swear falsely. But if he's lying, he's a thief. And a thief doesn't have any Yerushalayim. If he doesn't have any Yerushalayim, then a thief, if he's telling the truth, then we don't need to threaten him. And if he's a thief, then threatening him won't help, because he'll swear falsely also. So what's the point of a Shvua? And the answer is no. The point of Shvua is not to catch lying thieves. Lying thieves will swear falsely also, and it won't help. The point of a Shvua is to catch white lies. Right? People who are lying, who are not Goslin Gummer, like this fellow who's Ishtamute, right? He's lying, but he's really a nice fellow. He's trying to stall under pressure, and therefore, since he's really a nice fellow, if we tell him you have to swear, he'll of course say, I admit, I don't want to swear falsely, because he does have Yerushalayim. He's just, he does have Yerushalayim. He's just being Mishtamit. That's Rashi. The Tosos here says, Mashmish Rashi came the Chazmon Chasha Yenishva, Hechi Nishva, name me the Chazmon Chasha Shua, so Mishani Mishtamit Lo Chashid. So hopefully we got to glance at the Gemara. Right? The problem with Rashi is the reasonable shot in the Gemara, except in Rabbah, except for the fact that that's not what the Gemara says later. The Gemara said, asked later in our Mishnah, how could Rabbi Yochanan say our Mishnah comes so that people don't go grab talisim from other people? What do you mean? If people are getting on grabbing from other people, then they're gazlanim, and the chashim and the chashim, so they'll swear falsely anyway. What's the point of the takana? The Gemara's answer is no, Take, even though we think he might grab a talis from someone, he's not chashid. Chashid is not chashid shvas. And that's what we assume. They bring many proofs in the Gemara later on that even if we're chashid, someone stole money, we still put a shvu on them. Not just we, the Torah still puts a shvu on them. But we still put a shvu on them because maybe they won't swear falsely. So that's the problem with Rashi. The problem with Rashi is that there's a stira from the Gemara later on in Daf Bava Min Aleph. Okay, how do you defend Rashi? So the simple way to defend Rashi is, I think the Rabban and the Koroshi and one or two other Rishonim also, the simple way to explain Rashi is, right? Is that you have to read the Gemara very carefully. The Gemara doesn't really say Chashim Mun Nach Chashim Ashwasa. The Gemara says, Chashim Mun Nach Chashim Ashwasa. And then Abai says, no, Chashim Ashwasa Mishana Lishlalav. And he had even Safik Nobi Shana Yishlalav. What does Abai say? Abai says, anyone who's Chashim Ashwasa is not really Chashim Ashwasa. Why? Really, someone who's Chashim to steal is Chashim Ashwasa. But no one's ever for sure chashed to be stealing. We never think for sure someone's stealing, because everyone who appears to be stealing might really only be stealing because the other guy owes the money from last year, or the other guy might owe the money from last year, and what do they want to do? The other guy might owe the money from last year, so they're like lying now so that they can have the upper hand until they check out the fact that the other guy might have owed the money anyway. So basically what the Gemara says is, everyone has an excuse. Right? But I think that's the Pashut way to defend Rashi. Right? That Rava holds like Abaye. What does Abaye say? Be'ikaron Chashud Amamona is Chashud Ashuasa. But everyone has an excuse. Turns out everyone has an excuse. It's an excuse called Milvi Ishana, which applies to everyone. No matter how bad of a thief someone looks like, they might not really be stealing. They might really be taking it because they think the other guy owes the money from something else from last year. And therefore, it always pays to put a shvuah on them, because in case they're only taking it because they think the other guy might owe the money from last year, they'll be old and they'll admit the truth, because they really aren't such bad people. So this is a Pashut way to defend Rashi. Really, Chashim is Chashim Ashwasa, just everyone has an excuse. And even though everyone has an excuse, Rav is telling us the excuse of this guy. Taka, the truth is that even without this excuse, there are other excuses out there, but that's fine. There are two excuses why people might be stealing money. One excuse is Milvi Yashana. The other excuse is Shamuvdeg. So Rav happens to tell us, the very common excuse instead of the less, more uncommon excuse. So that's, I think, a Pashut defense of Rashi. Tosso suggests in the Havamina a different defense of Rashi. The Ein Lomar, right? Ein Lomar means obviously there's some people they send to Tosso, so we're saying this for Rashi. The Ein Lomar, the Hainu Midrabanan. So Tosso says, Ein Lomar, what could Rashi answer? Rashi answers that Rabba here is talking about Neima Amar Torah, is talking about Midoraisa. The Gemara later on is talking about the Takana of Shnaimos and Talis, is talking Midrabanan. So you could have answered the difference between Doraisa and Midrabanan. Tosfos doesn't like it. But what could you have said? That Midoraisa Chashud Amona is Chashud Ashwasa. And Midrabanan Chashud Amona is not Chashud Ashua. What does that mean, Midoraisa, Midrabanan? What it means that originally, in the time of the Torah saw that, at that time, people took Gezeila and Shvua with equal seriousness. So wherever it had Yerushalayim, wouldn't steal and wouldn't swear falsely. Wherever it didn't have Yerushalayim, wouldn't steal and wouldn't swear falsely. However, in later times, Chazal looked around and saw that people had changed their attitude. They thought stealing was fine, but they wouldn't swear falsely anymore. They thought stealing was okay and they wouldn't swear falsely. The cultural norms changed. And therefore, they saw the Metzius, not like a regular kind of drop on, like they made a new Zay or something. They saw the Metzius had changed. And in their days, people had no problem stealing, but were very careful with Shem Hashem. And therefore, they decided that Chashud Amamona was not Chashud Ashwasa. In their words, no Stira. Daf Gimel Amud Beis is talking about the Torah. And Daf Vav Amud Aleph is talking about Midrabanan.
Is there like a very interesting theological, just in terms of the Torah, not really?
Right, this is actually very fascinating, because this ties into. Now, first of all, Tosfos says Ein Lomar, right? Who says each of these two answers? So the first answer is given by the Ramban, and some of the Ramban's Talmidim. The second answer, Tosfos says Ein Lomar. Who is Lomar? So if you've got a chance to look, the Beis Halevi thinks this is Pshat and Rashi. The Beis Halevi thinks Pshat and Rashi is what Tosfos said Ein Lomar. Okay, Tosfos said Ein Lomar, that's very nice for Tosfos. Rashi thought Yesh Lomar. Now, this is very interesting. What Ellie's pointing out is this goes back to the debate a long, long time ago, right? Before we were born, some of us. Between, it sounds like the famous Rabbi Rachman speech that the Rav gave, right? Where Rachman said, Tavla Mesev Tandu, Mila Mesev Armu, that was at the time of the Gemara when women couldn't get a job and in society it was different, etc., etc. But nowadays we have to change all the rules of Gittin Vikidushin. Because nowadays, no, it's a woman doesn't need any husband. She can manage on her own because our society is different and she can get a job and a dignity and etc. And the Rav got up and famously said, the Rachman Tzapi Chorus, and when Chazal say all these chazakas, they're not talking about. This is the Rav Lashitase in Kol Tarkula, right? Just like by the time the Rav got through Yordea, we weren't talking about what actually tasted like what and where the little gravy of the meat went and where it didn't go. We're talking about chalos, you know, the formal chalos. Likewise, and Chazal talked about human nature. They weren't being sociologists of looking around and taking a poll and saying, well, we think people act that this way, we think they act that way. Chazal were talking about the fundamental existential condition of a human being. And they were talking about the nature of Hashem's Briyas Ha'olam and what the fundamental nature of a human being is. And therefore, it can't change over the generations. Okay, I don't know if everyone wants to be quoted, but I definitely heard from the two most famous, very not very Rachman type Talmidim of the Rav, that they didn't really understand what the Rav was talking about there. They understood that he didn't like Rabbi Rachman changing all the Dina Ishas, but they didn't really understand what he meant, that these are all like part of the existential condition of the human being. No, because I looked around and saw what society was. So it's Sarki. And anyway, Ellie's saying this, really? These like these Dinim change in the generations? That might depend. I don't know what the Rav would say. So the Rav would say, what do you mean? Chashim on Chashim. So it's talking about the nature of a human being. It's not talking about the, you know, just what's the fads in society. But Lachora, his Alter Zegi, would say, no, we're not talking about any, he didn't even know the word existential. We're just talking about Chazal, what, and so are they Chashir or are they not Chashir? And that can change through the generations.
That's
why, I mean, so Rabbi Rachman would like this Beis Halevi.
Yeah, to make it just a little bit, I don't know, not as extreme, why do you say it is a kind of the Rabbana?
Because for reasons that I'll explain in a second.
You don't have to say it's like on Ravon, it's simply because of Talmeta, because this is, you were saying that the Gemara Chazal already held.
Correct. That you could say maybe there's a difference in Chazal to us and Chumash to Chazal, right. although it could be.
They also said something about that.
Correct, although it would be funny, because the Chura, whatever they think about what they themselves say, the Chura, they think that Kolshkin about what the Torah says. But you're right, Yesh Amaladun. Anyway, I'll answer your question in a second when we read more Tosfos. Anyway, what's the problem with this pshat? Okay, without getting into philosophy, right? Pashup pshat is that all the chazakas, you know, way they looked around in society and they saw what happened, then society changed. I don't know what changed. Either people started taking Shem Hashem more seriously, or people started taking Gezel less seriously. So, I don't know. That you have to ask a story. But Tosfos says, Ein Lomar this, why not? So he says, because the proof that he's not Chashash Shvasa on the Vav is from the Raisas. The proof is from the Raisas, from Shalosh Alachti Bayad. And therefore, if the proof is from Shalosh Alachti Bayad, then right, every shomer has to swear that he wasn't shaliach yad, right? So that's a daraisa, and that proves migud chashem lo chashem shuasa. After all, if he was shaliach yad, he would just swear falsely. That proves chashem lo chashem shuasa. So that proves that even daraisa he's not chashem shvua. Okay, that doesn't have to bother Rashi so much because Rashi says the kash was not from shvua shalo shalach bayad. Rashi says the shvua was from shvua she'ena b'shusi. That the proof is not from shvua shalach bayad. Could be Shlichus Yad, that's not Chashim Amona. Shlichus Yad might be Horas Heter. Right, the guy says, come on, I'll just use it a little, you know, that's not chashid amona. That's the guy thinks he's not really stealing. The shvua was from, the proof was on shvua she'ena bershusi. Rashi l'shitase and the vav of an aleph says, name gabi shvua she'ena bershusi, meaning you make a guy, the guy says your cow died. You make a guy swear he's not hiding the cow in his house somewhere. So, that's gezel gomer, and that shows he's chashid amamona. We think he might be hiding the cow somewhere. He's not chashid ashvasa, but it could be the shvua she'ena bershusi. He's not in the raisa. Could be the shvua she'ena bershusi. He's only in the rabbanan. The proof is from shvua rabbanan. The Torah says, the Torah never says Shavuot Sheni Bershusi. So it could be that Tosos thinks that that Vav is bringing a Raya from Shalosh Shalachti Bayad, which he has elsewhere, thinks is Doraisa. Could be that Rashi's Lashitasa, he says from Shavuot Sheni Bershusi, which he might think is Darabanan. Okay, that's a big enough quote to show him, but he could hold this Darabanan. Next proof of Tosos. And this is the answer to Ellie's question. V'chei benasvid Rabbi Abba, mashvid yomer lo chatavti yonish v'lachach sh'eid, Shavuot Doraisa. I mean, the Omer Mitoshin Yochel Shav Mishalom Bashvud Rabbanan Lo Omer Hachi Nasr Rabbi Abba. I steal what's a Nasr? I steal $100 from Gittel, and there's 1/8, and I say, Takya, you're right, but the reason I took $100 because it's really my $100, and he took it from me yesterday. So I have to pay. Why? Because I should be swearing that I didn't steal $100. I can't swear. Mitoshin Yochel Shav Mishalim. So Tos says, hold on, we only see Tosh in Yechol Yishav Mishalom HaShvu D'Oraisa. Sounds like a Chayiv HaShvu D'Oraisa that I didn't take the $100. Oh, how could I be Chayiv HaShvu D'Oraisa that I didn't take the $100? If I'm Chashan and taking $100, then I should be Chashan HaShvu HaShvu, so that proves me D'Oraisa Chashan on Chashan HaShvu 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 HaShvu. The answer to this is the answer to Ellie's question. The Achron explained no. Rashi didn't mean it's a Takana D'Rabbana on a Shvu D'Rabbana. Rashi means that the Rabbanan saw the Metzius change, and once the Metzius changed, it becomes the Oraisa. He didn't mean it's the Takana the Rabbanan of Chashid HaShvuasa. He means the Rabbanan saw you were in Chashid HaShvuasa, and once the Rabbanan saw you were in Chashid HaShvuasa, that's the Metzius. And Metzius is a Din Oraisa. So basically, the two proofs Tosfos has from Shvuas Oraisa, which are A, Shelo Shalachti Bo Yad, Rashi will answer that it's talking about Einar Bershusi, which is only midrabanan. And number two, when Tosa says that shvuas lo chatavti is doraisa, but chashem ono chashem shvuasa. So Rashi will answer, it's only the Oraisa after the Rabbanan saw the new Metzius. And this is why I didn't want to say, like, Ellie, it's not the Rabbanan made a takana that only the Rabbanan of Chashid has to swear. No, once the Rabbanan saw a new Metzius, then the Oraisa of Chashid has to swear. And that's why you can say, Mitoch Sheyach Lishav and Sheinu Yach Lishav Mashalim. I think that's how the Beis HaLevi would get out of Tosos's Kashas. Again, Tos says two places where a chashid swears d'oraisa. He would say, first of all, no, there's not a case of a chashid swearing d'oraisa. It was talking about Ibr Shusi, which might be only drabbanan, burnt to many shonen. And two, a chashid swears d'oraisa in Naskud Rav Abba, Rashi might admit that chashid swears d'oraisa, but he only swears d'oraisa after the Rabbanan saw that the Metzias changed. He wouldn't have sworn d'oraisa in the time of the Torah. And then when basically he says it's drabbanan, didn't mean it's only takana drabbanan. They meant just drabbanan saw the Metzias changed. And therefore, they have to update the Din D'Oraisa, just like any other time the Metzius changed, the Din D'Oraisa changes. So that doesn't bother me at all. Okay, so Rashi's defensible. Rashi says the question is Chashid Amona, Chashid Shvuasa. Lamaik says, that's not what Tosfos says. What does Tosfos say? That why does Rabbi need to say Meshtamet? What's his problem that he's answering with Meshtamet? Not that he's Chashid Amona, and the answer is not Chashid, he's Meshtamet. What does Tosfos say? L'chein Yishlomer, anyone? What does Tosfos say? What's Tosfos shot? Why are we bringing Mishnamit?
Why don't we say Mishnamit? Why don't we say
Zemino? Exactly! Tosfos says the problem is that Moda Mimitzas is also Ha'aza. So he should be Neman Migu Di'ibai Kafar Hakol. Says, what do you mean? Moda b'mitzas It's not about his honesty here. It's about his chutzpah. It's not about honesty. It's about chutzpah. We're asking the question, if he's so dishonest before. False in the answer, he's not so dishonest. He's only mishtamet. He's not so evil. For Tosfos, it's not a question of moral evil. It's a question of social chutzpah. If he's so chutzpah to be, anyone who's chutzpah enough to deny 50 would deny 100, no? It's they're both ha'azah. The answer is no. 100 is a big ha'azah. But 50 is not such a big ha'azah because he's just being mishtamet. Since he's being mishtamet, there's no ha'azah. And then the answer is mishtamet. So he's not chashud. For Tosos, the answer is he's mishtamet, so he's not being meiz. It's not ha'azah to be mishtamet. And therefore, since he's being mishtamet, he's not being meiz. He can't have a migo of kofar kol, because that would be meiz. The Ramban says almost like Tosos, but slightly different. What's the slight difference between the Ramban and Tosos? And also, I think starts off saying Modu Mitzas is also Haza. What's the slight difference? Exactly. So he should be Potter because Chazaka ain Ada Meiz Vechuli. He should be Potter because he has a Chazaka on his side. Come on. It's a Ada to deny 50. So therefore, I must be telling the truth. I wouldn't have the chutzpah to lie and deny 50. Then the answer is the same as Tosfos. He's not being meiz. He's being mishtamet. A mishtamet is not meiz. And since he's not meiz, he doesn't have a chazaka to defend himself with. Okay, now we finished the words of... Rava. Agav, I will just, before we go on, point out that besides the fascinating question of whether Dereisa or Rabbanan, which may have been one element to ask or may not have been, which ties into this question whether these chazakas are set in stone or not, just the very machlokas, whether chashanim is chashan shvos or lo chashan shvos, is also fascinating. What do we assume is the nature of, of human beings, right? Someone who, do we assume that even someone who's an evil person, who's a gazan, is still religious, right? Chashan or lo chashan shvos? Or do we assume that, no, someone who's really evil is an evil gazlan, is not religious either. And he would swear falsely also. That's also a very fundamental, fascinating machlokas about human nature, even if it doesn't change the generation, just which side is right, is a very fascinating machlokas, whether it's machlokas just about what we see, or machlokas about the existentialism. No, about the nature of human beings. No, I don't think so. Okay. Now, let's go back to the Gemara. Let's go back to Rav Chiya Kamaisa. What's the whole point of bringing Rava? The whole point of bringing Rava is, of course, to let us learn like the Yesodos of all the Toim V'Netan in the very beginning of the year. But in the Gemara, the reason they brought in Rava was to explain why we might not have thought Rav Chiya Kamaisa. Why not? Because Aval Ha'az Eidim Delekalim Rahachi Eimalo. Kamash Velen Kavach Omer. What does the Gemara say? What's the Havamina to not say... What's the Havamina? Shelo Lechayav Behaadas Eidim B'mitzas. What's the Havamina to not say like Rechid Hamaisa? Oh, like Lame Rahachi. It's not like that. So, what does the Havamina mean? What does the line of the Gemara mean? What's the Havamina to say that we wouldn't say Rechid Hamaisa until we knew the Kavach Omer? Why not? After all, if Eidim B'mitzas are Mechayav him, why not? If Moda makes his machayiv him, why not Aiden makes his machayiv him? So what's the Havmina? What does this line of the Gemara mean? Anyone? I mean, basically, this is a similar question to the last one. It's basically the same ways of explaining it. The last one, what? So clearly, that's clearly the key. That's the key. Ha'adam makes us not mishtamit, right? The answer is, leka lemeimar hachi, right? Leka lemeimar Mishtami, right? If you say, oh, you want to buy 50, I'm being Mishtami. That's the way of stalling. I'll give you what I can and stall the rest. If you say, oh, I owe you 100, I say, oh, you nothing. That's not Mishtami. That's not Mishtami, right? I'm saying, oh, you nothing. Aiden then come and say, I'm a liar. But I said, oh, you nothing. If so, so if it's not Mishtami, so what? And therefore?
So according to Rashi, it's Kashrut.
Exactly. And therefore, according to Rashi, and Tosfos, therefore, Chashin. Amamona And it's kasha shvua. So according to Rashi and Tosos, what's the havamina? The havamina is, since I'm not mishtami, I denied it all. Therefore, if I denied it all, what happened? I denied it all, but I was lying about 50. So I'm chashin amamona. Then I should be chashin ashuasa, right? If I'm chashin amamona, I should be chashin ashuasa. And what's the other pshat? What's the Ramban pshat? Again, it's a bit of chazara. Since I'm not mishnamit,
no chazaka.
No, I'm not mishtamit, so anyone who's not mishtamit is what? I wasn't mishtamit. Rather, what attitude? I wasn't socially mishtamit. Rather, I was. May is. Exactly. So maybe he should be Potter Mishua. What? Why? No. Chazaka. It's a chazaka he's telling the truth. Which chazaka? Chazaka Ein Adam. May is Tanav. So that's how the Ramban reads it as, made it's a chazaka, I'm telling the truth. It's a very docha kavamina, because how much of chazaka would there be in telling the truth? The Edom already said I was lying on 50. So no chazaka, I'm telling the truth, and I must have made a little mistake when I talked about that first 50. But still chazaka that I'm telling the truth, because I wouldn't have been meis. So kamash malan. What's the kamash malan? Sorry. And then what's the Kamashwan Kavachomer? Kamashwan Kavachomer. What does the Kavachomer teach me? The Kavachomer teaches me, right? that this Chazak is not Shaykh, that is Puchash B'Mikzas. Meaning, really, the Kamashwa one is pretty obvious. I think most people would have intuitively thought that. Kamashwa, you want to defend yourself. Again, I say God even owes me 100, he says none, and he owes me 50. He wants to defend himself by saying, boy, he wants to defend himself. Come on, God has got to be telling the truth. He wouldn't have a chutzpah to deny everything. The good thing is, he's got to be telling the truth. He lied about 50. So obviously, he's not such an honest fellow. And obviously, he is willing to be made in life. He lied about 50, then how do you say you're sure he's telling the truth about the other 50? We caught him lying once. So obviously the Nochazaki is telling the truth. And that's actually so obvious, the Havamina is a weak Havamina. That's the pshat of the Ramban. Rashi and Tosfos say a little differently. They say the Havamina was Chashan on the Chashan. The Havamina is that it does no good to make him take a Shvua. It does no good to make him take a Shvua because since he's not Mishnamit, either he's telling the truth or he's evil or he's a Gazlan. If he's telling the truth, there's no point making him take a shvua. If he's a god, there's no point making him take a shvua, because he'll just take a false shvua. What's the kamash malan? What's the kamash malan then? What? Kamash malan, what does Tosu say? At least Tosu says, does Rashi? Rashi doesn't say explicitly what the kamash malan is. Tosu says, chashan shvua. Kamash malan, oh, the lovey god, the shamute kamashtamet. Right, kamash malan. She'eino chashod amamona. Kamashwan is not chashod amamon. Ah, he denied it all. Kamashwan, even someone who denies it all, is not chashod amamon. Because he might still be stalling. He's just desperate and he needs to get and he's short on cash. So therefore, Kamashwan, or what Tosus suggests later, is. Now, by the way, why did Tosus reject Rashi on the right side of the board, but agree with Rashi on the left side of the board? Just pashim shot. Like, didn't Tosfos say, no, don't give me this ridiculous thing that Chashem and Chashem Shvua said it's not true? So why did Tosfos accept it, accept that shot of the Gemara here?
Rabbis rejected.
Here is rejected.
Rabbis rejected, here it is.
Yeah, exactly. I think I'm saying what you're saying. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's very Pashit. Within Rabbah, Rabbah should be going Alibi the Emes. He's explaining Vema Omer Tov. Alibi the Emes, you can't say like Rashi. Over here, it's just a Havamina. Could be the Havamina is like Rashi. Right? Meaning, he doesn't want Rabbah to be like Rashi, because Rashi's wrong. How could Rabbah be wrong? He's explaining the Torah. Torah's never wrong. But over here, there's one Havamina. Could it be that one Havamina is wrong? Could it be one? It's wrong anyway. And that's basically, Tosfos asks this question on himself, right? Tosfos asks this question on himself. How come I objected in Dibur Nasa Mechuli and not in Dibur Nasa Avav? Aval, he doesn't ask in that language. But he asked the question himself. He says, "The Afgal do not come to Lormi and Megiddo Chashid. Oh, it's against the Gemara later on. How can you give a pshat that it's against the Gemara later on? Didn't I reject Rashi?" He says, "No problem. Come on, come. Gam Atanish means Lormi and Mikavu Chomer. You're right. Really, it's wrong. The Gemara later on says it's wrong, and here we're saying it's wrong again. You're allowed to say have a havin of a wrong thing, and they give many reasons, and above they give one reason it's wrong, and over here they give another reason it's wrong. So that's no problem. I mean, it's not a problem having a havin that's wrong." And then you give one answer, maybe you could have given eight answers. Havaminas are allowed to be wrong. Then you say one thing why it's wrong. And you could have said other reasons why it's wrong. So that's Kamashlon She'eno Chashim Mamona. Even though later on Chashim Mamona is not going to be Chashim Shvah. So anyway, that's fine, right? She'eno Chashim Mamona. Or, but those days saying they could have said that Kamashlon, like it says later on, She'chashid Amamona. Eino Chashid. Ashvua. Kamashlon is that there's no shad. The Ramban has a significant problem with this pshat. What's the Ramban's problem with this pshat? The Ramban doesn't like this pshat because he says, okay, let's just see what we can do briefly. He says, I don't understand how the Kalachomer solves that problem. For my shot, said the Ramban, the question is, do we have a chazaki telling the truth or not? The Kavachomer tells us, no, there's no chazaki telling the truth. Kavachomer, if when he admits partially he might be lying, Kavachomer and Edom contradict him, he might be lying. But according to you, what's the Havin? The Havin is that Chashid Amamona is Chashid Ashuasa. Hold on, so what's the Kavachomer teaching us that he's not Chashid Ashuasa? Either he is Chashid Shvua, or he's not Chashid Shvua. How did the Kavachomer teach? How did the Kavachomer teach us? I mean, the Kavachomer is not really teaching anything about the power of Edom. Kavachomer is teaching us whether people who steal also swear falsely or not. How did the Kavachomer teach us Edom are more powerful than Piv? Man says, for me, that works well. Edom more powerful than Piv. They cast aspersions on your honesty. Edom make us think you're dishonest. But according to Rashi and Tosos, what does the Kavachomer teaches us? That Edom more powerful than Piv, and therefore someone who's chashed to steal still won't swear falsely. How does that flow from the Kavachomer? That's the first question they're about. How does that flow from the Kavachomer? That's the Ramban's problem. He doesn't like the way it flows from the Kavachomer. And here, you get into a very, very tricky issue here. Taka, how does that Kavachomer work? What is that Kavachomer? So the way Tosfos, again, I'm not saying Rashi. Rashi never said it. The way Tosfos says, Taka, what does the Kavachomer teach us? It teaches us human psychology about who would swear falsely and who wouldn't swear falsely. Does that have anything to do with that he says, Edom are better than Piv? Edom are better than Piv is a valid way in Kavachomer to teach you about human psychology? So I think what Tosfos might have to say is that he might have a fundamental disagreement here with the Ramban. Tosfos might say, no. The Kalvachomer doesn't have to prove something that's relevant to where it started. Basically, Ramban's assuming Kalvachomers are just common sense. Common sense. What's this Kalvachomer? We haven't even gotten to the Kalvachomer yet, right? But Malapitch ain't Machaiba, whether it be Knas or, you know, or Misa or, you know. Malapiv, right? So in the end we'll say Knas. Malapiv. Piv is less powerful, Edom are more powerful. If Edom are more powerful, therefore, so I'm bound to assume common sense, therefore you have to say something about Edom making us believe something that we didn't believe until now. So I'll say no. Kavachomer is a technical means that already addresses Bahen. Kavachomer is not supposed to be. The truth is, I'm not going to do this now, but if you go back and go through the Shakam of Tari, the first few blot of Kiddushin, you find there's a few places where the Ramban always tries to make drushas work out. Rose might point this out. Tries to make drush work out to be more common sense. And Tosfos says, no, it's just like a technical drusha. You start with A, you get to point B, and then you explain how you got to point B afterwards. So it could be the Ramban assuming Kavachomer has to be common sense. Like if Edom are better than Piv, it has to be something about Edom making us believe something. Like the Ramban says, Edom make us believe you're lying. Tosfos says, no, Edom are better than Piv means Edom create more halachic chiyuvim than Piv. So here also, Edom have to create more halachic chiyuvim, at least as much a halachic chiyuv as Piv. Why Edom created a halachic chiyuv? Then you have to fill in and find some reason why Edom created the halachic chiyuv, which has nothing to do with where you started. So if you ask the kash of the Ramban, again, there was a second kasha also, which I don't know if I'll get into, but you're smart enough, it's not on your own. The Ramban's kasha here, question, how can the kal v'chomer, basically, how can the chumrah of Eden, right, how can, question, how does the chomer of Eden prove that the nitva is not chashed on Shvua? How does the fact that Edom are powerful, what does that have to do with whether this nitva is suspected of lying falsely or not? So I think the answer of Tosos says, is not supposed to be substantively relevant. It's a technical midah. It's not supposed to be something that has to do with the fact that Edom are chomer. It's a technical midah. Edom create knas when Piv doesn't. Therefore, if Piv creates shvua, Edom creates shvua. Why did Edom create shvua? So you have to now go back and figure out how to justify it, just like Gzira Shava. You had Gzira Shava. You would then go back and say whatever you needed to justify the Gzira Shava. You would expect the Gzira Shava to make sense. Whatever the Gzira Shava tells you, you'll have to come up with a svara. Likewise, whatever the Kal v'chomer tells you, you'll have to come up with a svara. And it's a technical drusha. It's not supposed to make sense. That's, I think, what Tosfos would answer. Very good. This is Tosfos Shitase. That's, I think you're absolutely right. Even though I didn't think of saying that. That Tosfos, the end of which one? Malapiv, right? At the end of this one. Yeah, that's what I meant. How come it, later on the verse says Yeshua Chasav Azava and Hachashav Azava? But over here, the Gemara says, Lekha Lameimar Hachi. Says, because later on, they're within the rules of the Kal V'chomer rules. There, they bring technical pirchas. Over here, we're still trying to figure out what's the svara. So we bring svaras. What's those basic things? Svaras are relevant until you start on the Kal V'chomer track. Once you start on the Kal V'chomer track, now again, it doesn't mean they don't like to bring svaras, they can't bring svaras, but it certainly sounds like, once you start on the Kal V'chomer track, you don't go back to svaras. Then you have technical rules of limudim of Kal V'chomer, and it's not supposed, I know, a lot of people think Kal V'chomer is just common sense. It says, no, Kal V'chomer is a technical area with rules of its own. That's very good, Hara.
You possibly have a thing a little less extreme, that already the previous Tosfos is already known about different levels of us. You can say that between the people, more people, there might, there might be a strong concentration of people who will be Chasha and Mona and Nachas as well, but there are people who are, so it's just where you draw the line is part of the Kal V'chomer, that even by Edom against you, still, the Torah still says that, that we're going to be concerned, we're going to follow the people who are not Chasha.
Ah, I see what you're saying. What you're saying is, let's say X percent of people, you know, would be and wouldn't be. Really, what we're learning is not human psychology, whether they are or aren't chashed. Really, what we're learning is that we should even be choshesh. You might have thought we should only be choshesh case where 10% of people wouldn't swear falsely. Right? You should even be choshesh in the case where 3% of people swear falsely. Okay, I hear that. I think that's a... You have to work out the details, but I think they do work out. That's a reasonable time. I'll point out the Beis Halevi was bothered by this question. Not to defend Tosos, but to defend Rashi. Right? Beis Halevi... The Das Rashi, it's just in the brackets, but it's already like you see the Brisker roots here. The Beis Halevi defending Rashi said that no, you misunderstood what the Kamashulam was. It's not that the Kamashulam is not that he's not is not whether or not he's chashed in a moment. No, that wouldn't be a valid Kamashulam. What's the Kamashulam? The Beis Halevi says Havamina is chashed ashvuasa. And therefore, there's no chiyuv shvua at all, right? That's the Havamina. What does the Kal V'chomer teach us? The Kamashmal on Kal V'chomer is that he is chiyuv shvua, the Ikaron. The Kal V'chomer teaches us, if Podas Pivs M'chayim shvua, then... Eidim also mechayim shua, be ikaron. That's why he's a brisker. Theoretically mechayim shua. Just, he has a he has a side tour of Choshen Ashvuasa. What? That's the Ramban's second kasha, but it's not so pasha to me. Because it's not so pasha to me, because this gets on to the issue that I didn't want to get onto, which is you might not yet be familiar with the Tosfos Daf Hei Amud Beis of Ramban the Choshen, and that gets on to that question, which, all right, I'll just mention briefly enough that no one understands. That this depends, the Ramban is assuming that really is a Mechuy Yeshua of Einu Yochal Yishava. He's a Psol Gavra. Could be that this whole discussion of Chashim al-Chashim Shrasa is not saying a Psol Gavra, Chashim al-Chashim Shrasa. After all, we're not talking about Psol Gavra. Oh, what about the fact that is there a Psol Gavra? That does deal with the hand of base. We're not talking about a Psol Gavra. I never said it is a Psol Gavra. You're puzzled from Shua. What do I keep saying? There's no point being Mashbiya you, because if you're stealing, you'd lie, you'd swear falsely also. So if there's not a psul, we're not, in our sense, we're not dealing with the psul gavra of Gazla Mishua. That's not Tol Chashim or Chashim Shua. So that's something else, which we're not dealing with here. Why are we not dealing with it here? We'll leave for later. We're dealing here with the fact that Mimanashach is just a waste of time to be Mashbiyah. That's not Mitoshin Yachal Hashem Mashalim. That's just a waste of time. Why do a waste of time? Okay, so what the Beis HaLevi says, he says a very brisk Rechah, says the Kal Vachomer isn't telling us that he really swears. Kal Vachomer is telling us that fundamentally he's chayav to swear. Just technically, there's a side tour because there's no point making him swear because he's chash ashwasa. Therefore, what? So what if he's fundamentally chayav to swear? The answer is then, nafgamina, then, when the cultural norms changed, when the cultural norms changed and chash ramona stopped being chash ashwasa, right? Midrabanan, which again, I don't think he means the kind of rabbanim. He means just an observation. Then, when the cultural norms changed, the side tour disappeared, and the chiyuv remains. Exactly. That's how it's a very brisker way of reading this whole Kal Vachomer to get out of the Ramban's kasha and rescue Kal Vachomer as being substantive and not technical. Says the Beis HaLevi. He says again. And again, this only works in the Beis HaLevi's Derech of Rashi, obviously. That there's a difference between the Rabbanan and the Raisa, between the time of the Torah and the time of Chazal, of the Ein Lomer of Tosfos. It says, in the time of the Torah, you might have thought there was just no Chiyuv on Ha'adas Edim. Why? Because there's no point. Because if he stole, he would lie. Kamash on the Kal Vachomer, there is a theoretical Chiyuv. It's just not practically enforced. But there is a theoretical Chiyuv, very brisker. Who cares if there is a theoretical chiyuv? Now, if there's no theoretical chiyuv, then even if times change, there's no chiyuv. If there's a theoretical chiyuv but a practical hesitation, then once times change and that practical hesitation disappears, the theoretical chiyuv kicks in, and that's how Beis HaLevi reads the Gemara Aliba de Rashi. So there are then three ways of reading of Ha'adas Eden Lekel Meimor Hachi Eimalo Kamashal and Kal Vachomer. One way is Ramban. Ha'adas Eden we might have thought, we still believe in his honesty. Kamash on Kal Vachomer, the Eden, take away his honesty more than Piv. Second is Tosfos. We might have thought there's no point making him swear because if he stole, he would also swear falsely. Kamash one, he's not such a thief and he really wouldn't swear falsely. Or Beis HaLevi, fancy brisker shot. We might have thought that since there's no practical point in making him swear with Ha'adas Eden, there's no theoretical chiyuv either, because the Torah never gives a theoretical chiyuv. Mashmal Kal Vachomer, the Torah gave a theoretical chiyuv, which didn't apply. And therefore, nowadays, though, when it could apply, the theoretical chiyuv kicks in. Okay, that's the brisker shot. Briskers are very into the fact that it's important to have something theoretical, even if it's not practical. Why? Because who knows? In 1,000 years from now, it might become practical. And that's exactly the Beis HaLevi. You see where Rechaim got it from. Yeah?
This is how he understands
Rechiyah? This is how he understands Rechiyah. I'll leave it to Rashi.
And all the discussion where it says it means that
it means that Midoraisa said there's a theoretical Chiyuv Shua that was not practical, and only nowadays it turned practical. Exactly. But the Tanatun is fine, because nowadays it is practical. I know it's a brisk of shot. Okay? He's allowed to say brisk of shot. That's why his last name was Salvage. Okay. Now, let's go on to the Gemara. Now we're ready for some of the details. Let's see. Now we're ready to start talking about Rav Chiyo. My Kal Vachomer, what is the Kal Vachomer, right? Rav Chiyo never said what the Kal Vachomer is. Obviously, Kal Vachomer has to be, Eidim have a Chomer that Piv doesn't. Right? So what's the kalach omer? Uma pivshe in mechayv mom and mechayv shua. Piv isn't mechayv mom and edemar. Moshe? Piv aren't mechayv mom and edemar. Okay, ain't no din shechayv on shua. If piv is mechayv mom on, sorry, edemar mechayv mom on like piv, then kalach omer, they should also be mechayv shua. Okay, what's the obvious problem with this? Piv is mechayv mamon. That's A, B, that's kindergarten, right? Piv is mechayv mamon. Well, it doesn't bother the Eidim Dami. What are you talking about? It's not my mamon knas. We meant knas. Truth is, there's lomdus by knas also. You have to look at the ksos and the sivas and their machlokas about how to interpret the top of makas of gilu and nala. But we're not getting into that. That's already too off topic. What does Moshe say? My piv shem mechayv knas mechayv shvua. Eidim shechayv osu knas. Mechayv osu shvua. That's a reasonable kalvachomer. Right, until we make a parakah, but at least a reasonable kalvachomer. Right, everyone knows Edom are more chomer than Piv, because Modim kas potter, but Edom kas is chayiv. So if Edom is chayiv, Piv is chayiv shua, kalvachomer, Edom is chayiv shua. The question is, what to do with that hava mina of Mamon? What's that hava mina? Right? What's this hava mina? The hava mina is that Piv ain't Machaiva Mamon. Then the Dechia is, what do you mean? Hodas Baldin Mei Eidim Dami. And then we say, just Pivei Machaiva Knas. What's the happening of Pivei Machaiva Mamon? Isn't that a stupid Havmina? Everyone knows Pivei Machaiva Mamon. Keep in mind, how do we even know in the first place that Pivei Machaiva Mamon? Where does the same force in the Torah that Pivei Machaiva Mamon? Sugar Mark, he was at Modu Mixas, right? We're in the Sugar Modu Mixas. Obviously, you know that Hodah is Machayev and Mamon, right? So, what's the Havmina? So, what's the Poshit Shot way to explain the Havmina?
Just clarifying.
Yeah, just clarifying. You know, it's, I don't know, like, sometimes you don't necessarily mean everything you say. They really never meant Mamon, they meant Knas. They just were clarifying that they meant Knas, even though they were going through kindergarten. Sometimes it's important to go through the kindergarten steps to make sure it's clear to people.
It does say my mom
class. Right, my mom class, exactly. So the answer is, this is not a real Havamina. It's a misunderstanding. I would clarify the misunderstanding. My mom class, meaning they never, no one ever really thought that Piv is not Machaiva Mamon. We're just clarifying the misunderstanding. Clarifying the misunderstanding. Now, why do we have such a stupid misunderstanding? After all, we're not in kindergarten. This is the Gemara talking. So it's not that they really have the misunderstanding. It's that they were just clarifying the potential misunderstanding. And that's what Chazal do sometimes. They say things that are very, very obvious just to clarify things 100%. So it's a potential misunderstanding. Not that any of the Amoron could have had that misunderstanding. It's a potential misunderstanding. That is the shot of the Gemara. You want to know what shot of the Gemara is? So, shot of the Gemara is that not every line of the Gemara is a big fancy schmancy lumdus.
But then why would he repeat the kalvachomer? The fact that he repeats the kalvachomer, he's not explaining the word mamon. He's giving another kalvachomer.
No, my mamon knas. They say never met mamon.
But then he repeats the whole kalvachomer again. It's another kalvachomer.
All right, just to be clear. Okay, that's the pashup shot. Then there's the lundish pshat. Who gives the lundish pshat here? So more than one person, but I think most famously it's said by the Rabbi Chavar, right? The Rabbi Chavar in the Tzaf Nas Paneach, but I think in the bracket there, says a lundish pshat in the Gemara. What's a lundish pshat in the Gemara? The lundish pshat in the Gemara is that really maybe we're talking about a famous yeshiva shechakira. What's the famous yeshiva shechakira? So Simon Lama Dalid. What's the famous Sosin Simon Dalid?
The Mahayim. Is he being Var would actually happen, or is it a new field about Hatana?
Exactly. What is the nature of Hodas Baldin Tmei Eidim Dami? Hodas Baldin. What's the Mahayim? He quotes from the Maharival, Mahari Ben Lev, or the Mahari Ibn Lev, you know, that doesn't matter. I think that's who he quotes from. The Mari Ibn Lev. He quotes from the Mari Ibn Lev that, now again, I don't love the lashon he quotes him as. I think he's setting up a little bit of a straw man. That Hodas Baldin really did matana. It's not that we really know that what I'm admitting is right. It's that I give you my time. But I say, Taka, forget it, that's a regular case. You say I owe you $100. Hey, Taka, I do owe you $100. We don't know if I really owe you $100 or not. But if I want to give you $100, Shalom al Yisrael, right? It's a matana. Okay, matana's going a little far. He says matana's ridiculous because sometimes you make odas valdim when they don't want to give matanas. They just make it, you know, because they're caught in their words or something. So I wouldn't go so far as say matana. I think matana is going a little too far. But I would say, matana or his chayvus. Meaning, whatever I say, I'm agreeing to give. That's a rule. Whatever I say in Beis Din, whatever I admit to, I'm agreeing to give you. So basically, what that means is that we don't know if I'm telling the truth or not. I'm owed you $100. You don't even have to say anything, right? I can walk over to you. I can walk over to Gutenberg and say, Gutenberg, you know what? You own this car. I crashed into your car yesterday and caused 2,000 shekel of damages. Right? I'm owed that. No one else knows but me. So now we all say, do we really know who crashed into his car? No. After someone else crashed into his car. But if I want to give him the 2,000 shekel, I'm happy, he's happy. I'm ashamed myself. Even if I didn't really want to give him the 2,000 shekel, you know, I just under pressure admit that I did it. But lamaisa, when I say that I owe money, I'm implicitly, that's ashamed. I'm not telling me I want to give, even if I don't want, I'm implicitly agreeing to give you money that I claim to owe you. So it's not objective truth. It's just, if I want to give you the money, let me give you the money and Shalom Yisrael. The Ketzo says, no way, no how. Ketzov says, impossible. He says, it's nemanos. Ketzov says, no, it's not matana, it's not hischaivos. It's not that I'm giving you free money. No, it's that if I say I owe you money, then it's objective truth. Ah, says Marival, that's ridiculous. First of all, I'm only 1-8, right? So I have to make objective truth. And second of all, not only am I only 1-8, I'm going to give it over. I'm going to have possible eaters on myself. Says, it must be a matana, hischaivos. Says the Ketzos, no, I know I'm only 1-8, I know I'm no gay of a davar, but there are rules in the Torah that say sometimes there's special nemanos. One of the rules in the Torah is that normally al pishnayim edim yakum davar, when is al pishnayim yakum davar, someone else's business. On someone else's business, al pishnayim edim yakum davar, and if not just any two edim, they need to be gedolim, and bnei chorin, and not nogim davar, and rechokim, and kshirim, and many, many, many other requirements. That's on someone else's business. On your own business, you have ultimate nemanos. The Torah said, we believe everyone what they say about their own business, because they're the boss of their business, not because they want to give you the money. Because there's a din in the Torah that whoever's the bayim of something has nemanos. Again, this echoed, I mentioned previously, in the Chakira in the Russian fifth paragraph of Gittin, and many other places, that the Torah gives special nemanos to the people who have bayimus or who are in charge of certain areas. So he says it's special nemanos. I know it breaks the rules of nemanos. You never heard of special nemanos? That's special nemanos. The Torah gave special nemanos that everyone has nemanos on their own money. Some of the children here point out that Hodas Balbin is not really Kmei Eden. Why is that really Kmei Eden?
Because it's only one direction.
No. It's better than Kmei Eden. If I say I'm Chayiv and Eden say I'm Putter, I'm Chayiv. Marival says exactly, because we don't care what the truth is. If you said you'd give him the money, you have to give him a matana. The Tzos is saying no, because this special Nemanus is so strong, it's stronger than Eden Nemanus. When the Torah gave the levels of Nemanus, it said the special Nemanus of Baldin is stronger than the Nemanus of Eden. Okay, could be. Could be. Special Nemanus of Baldin or Baldover. Now, what is the nafgamina of between the Ketzos and the Maharival? Again, the Ketzos starts to set up some strawman arguments against Maharival, but that's not fair. So, in the Velt, it's makabel to say that according to the Rashbam, this might be machlokas amoraim, because there's a funny gemara about Vashra Daf Lamed Gimel, that there was a guy who was fighting over who owned a tree. It's Shalmak Dikla. I don't know why. Certain guy died. All he left was a tree, a decal. Two guys fought over who's the closer relative, right? They didn't have the Board of Health records. So two guys fought over who's the closer relative. And one guy was machzik on the tree, and then in the end he admitted that it really wasn't his. Rav Chisda said, let's say 3 years later, the guy says, I admit, let's say I'll be the bad guy, right? That way it won't be impolite of me, right? Wagner and I fight over who's the real Yoresh of Plony, and I grab the tree for 3 years. And then 3 years later, I don't know, how many years? Lesof. Okay, 3 years later, I admit, I was really lying. It's really your tree. So I have to give you back the tree. Anything else? Peros. What about the peros? So Rav Chisda says, I don't have to give you back the peros. Abaye and Rav says, what do you mean? If I admitted that it's not my tree, I have to give you back the peros. So do I have to give you back the peros or not? Now, full disclosure. Almost all of this is this is all a Gemara, right? Created by a certain guy who was related to Rav Yehudi Bar Avin, and someone else claimed he was the close relative, took the tree after a couple of years. The guy admitted that Rav Yehudi Bar Avin was right. Rav Yehudi Bar Avin says, can I get the peros? Back peros? Chisda says, no, you don't get back peros. You only admit it now. Rabbi Rav says, no, what do you mean? You get the back peros. There a lot of instructions will be shown what the Yisod of this Machlokas is. Right? We'll only, and exactly what he admitted, and exactly, we'll stick with the Rashbam's shot, right? The Rashbam says, what's the Machlokas? The Rashbam says, what's the Machlokas? That, Rav Chisda says, what do you mean? Zesha moda achshav, or yekinosu nukhasa ilam midaito, afishal zechish lo menadim. Says, what's Rav Chisda saying? If I'm moda to you now, I'm giving you a matana. I'm not saying it's really yours, but I'm not saying it's really yours. I'm just giving you a matana. If I give you a matana, I don't have to give you back payros. And, obviously, Abaye and Rava, he doesn't explain so much, say that no. Well, let's see. So one is Baba Basra, Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, Amen Aleph, Real Gold Lamed Beis, Lefi Rashbam, this is Rav Chisda. Explicitly, kinosei lo shelo min hadin, and therefore, eino chayav l'shalein lo peiros. I don't have to give you back all the what's on a deco dates, all the dates that I harvested for the last couple of years, because I'm just giving you a matana. That's mefurash that Rav Chisda holds like the Marival. The question is, what do Abaye and Rava hold? Right, so the response is Mifurash Rav Chisda hold like Marival. Right? What are Abaye and Rava hold? So, what would you say? What are Abaye and Rava hold? So, and that would be great. Abaye and Rava says Nemanus, right?
You know the meaning?
It's a fact that Nemonus, and therefore, Mashalom lo peiros. Right? Because after all, Hodas Baalden is not a matana. It's Nemonus min adin. Right? Not matana, habikil no sing lo, afishalo zochem min adin, Rav Chisda. Bayan Rav says, no. It's min adin. If it's min adin, if it's Nemonus, if it's the truth, once the guy's motive, the objective truth in Bezdin, right? That it was really Rav Yehudi Bar Avin's tree, so he has to give him back peiros. Who do we paskin like? Rav Chisda or Rav and Abaye? Take a guess. Why? And we always pass like Rav and Abaye or the Ras Roy, right? We pass like Rav and Abaye, in which case it's supposed to be right. However, not so Pashut, because you could also say, maybe no. Maybe Abaye and Rav also hold like the Marival. Maybe Abaye and Rava also hold like the Marival. Abaye and Rava just say that it has to be a they just say Kevan Shenasan, Nasan. What does that mean? Once he gives it to him, he's giving it to him entirely. Basically, it's not giving, let's say better. Okay.
So like buying you up in those things?
Yeah, let me say this a little better. Here we have Machlokas between the Maharival and the Ktos, right? Nemanos, Whoever heard Nemanis from the 8th of the Gavadar. Okay, that's why this is Gzeres HaKasav. Nemanis al pi Gzeres HaKasav. Marival says, no, it's just a matana or a hischaivus. This ties in to number one, the Sugya in Bava Basra, Daf Lam and Gimel. Rav Chisda says, ain't no Mishalim Peiros, and why? The Rashbam explains, because it's a matana, Shalom in Hadin. This is a matana. It's not in a din. It's not that we really think that it belongs to the other Rabbi Yibarav. Rabbi Yibarav was the guy who really deserved it. It's that he gave matana. Matana is mikana laba. So then what is Abaye and Rava? So it could be that that's exactly the Gakira. Abaye and Rava say it's nemanos min hadin. And therefore, he has to be mishalom peiros. Or, not so pashut, maybe Abaye and Rava also agree with the Marival. Like, what's the Marival going to say? Doesn't he know we pass like Abaye and Rava in Bava Basra, Lama, Gimel? Yes, he does. Everyone knows the rule, the halachos of Asraim, we pass like Abaye and Rava. He would say Abaye and Rava also holds the Matana Shalom and Hadin, but it has to be the Matana is not just what he says, but what his words imply. After all, that's Pasha. You remember him saying, Shuas kol amar lo levisi gomar lo parati dami? It's Pasha that hodas balde doesn't just mean I have to give you what I want to give you. I have to give you whatever I admit, even if I wasn't really thinking at the time and I admit it. Right? Even if your lawyer tricked me into admitting it, I still have to give it to you. I mean, someone honestly tricked me into admitting it. Right? I still have to give it to you. Meaning, he doesn't mean... really, Abaye and Rava agree with Rav Chisda fundamentally. It's just a matana shalom and a din. But the matana is not just I can give you what I want and not what I don't want. The matana is whatever my words imply, I'm giving you. That's why I like to call it maybe a schayos. Whatever I say, I'm a schayos to fulfill. And therefore, I have to give you the peiros. I have to give you the peiros also. Lachain, mishalein peiros. So, really, what's great about Rav Chisda? What's great about Rav Chisda is that he sets up the ktos and marival's chakira. He sets up the Ktos and Marival Chakira. Because Rav Chisda, again, let's say Pasha like Rashbam, is so clear that he thinks the Matana Shalom and Adin like the Marival. Then the question is, this is the old Chakira, where all good Chakiras come from, Sugyas. Why? Someone says one thing, and then the question, we don't pass in that way, do we not pass like that way, be Ikaron, or do we not pass like that way, be Ikaron, we agree, just the details we disagree with. So, could be a Bayer of the Scribe, be Ikaron, they say it's them honest. What do you mean? If it's your tree, I eat your papers. Or it could be that Bayer Rabbah also admit it's a matana. They say it's not a matana, it's not only a matana of what I'm consciously trying to give you. It's a matana of whatever's implicit in my words. Therefore, since once I admit that it's not my dekel, it's implicit that I owe you the peiros, I'm giving you the peiros of matana also. What if I say, but I only meant to give the dekel, not the peiros? Say it doesn't matter. Whatever you say, you're agreeing to give as a matana, whether you like it or not.
Could this be tied together with matana or karkinian? Buying you up, and not buying you up. That once you're already giving the matana, you're giving this matana because you're starting to meet the misasek in this.
It could
thing.
Be, but I'd rather not go that far for the Marival because I think the Marival there's so you call it omer lo levisi, omer lo parati, dummy. If you say I owe you money, I say I never borrowed. And then Aiden came to say that I borrowed, then I admitted that I never paid back. So if I never borrowed, I can never pay back. Here you can't say because I'm buying you up for the Marival. You have to say because whatever I'm saying, I'm agreeing to give you. So I think you're right. I want to go further anyway. Now, I think with great nafgamina for this, Lamaisa might be, to the Ksos Marival, a machlokas between the notes of Kalem on Evan Ezer. Anyone want to tell me who the notes of Kalem and Evan Ezer are? Who's on the side of Shulchan Aruch Evan Ezer? No? Who's on the side? The Beishmo and the Chalkas Machoke, correct. So machlokas, Beishmo and Chalkas Machoke. You know the famous Yeshivisha joke. Say, what's the nafgamina of this Chakira? Right, I have a chakira, let's make up a silly chakira. Right, I have a chakira, whether Natilus lulav is in the gavra be notal or the chetz of the lulav be nital. So you say, oh, what's an afkamina? So the famous Shivish joke is, what's an afkamina? That meaning for Kedushin, if I'm saying, I'm initially almanaf that lulav the mitzvah in the gavra, not the chetza. Nafkamina, was Shimu Kedushin or not? Big nafkamina, chiv skila. Right? Okay, that's a Yeshivish joke. But this is a real nafkamina for Kiddushin. Great nafkamina for Kiddushin. This is a machlokas, maybe a real nafkamina. Meaning, Bob Rasher is not going to be a real nafkamina, because in the end we pass like a Bayim Rava, and everyone will get a Bayim Rava to work. The real nafkamina, meaning a practical nafkamina, is the following case. Hare at mikudeshes li, everyone knows in the Gemara. What would the guys always say to the women? The woman would only want to marry the guy if, just like nowadays. The woman only wants to marry a guy if he has money. So, nowadays, what would they do? I don't know, nowadays you have to check out Shidduchim anyway. So you send the same private eye that investigates whether you ever had a cousin who skipped Tachlin in Yom HaTzmaot can also investigate how much money he has. But in the old days, it was all more, these things were done more quickly. So the woman says, well, only if you have money. The guy says, oh, money? I have lots of money. How do I know? No problem. I have lots of money. That's lots of Mishnayos and Kiddushin. What about this particular case? The guy says, I have lots of money. He says, what do you mean you have lots of money? I've been in your house. No money. He says, ah, that's because I don't show off my money. I have lots of money. So, you know, Tony, Rothschild. Rothschild owes me $1 million. I just keep my money with him. Right? So I have lots of money. So he says, Beseder, you don't believe me? You don't, oh, Harim Deshli Amenas, that I have $1 million by Rothschild. Apparently, this is a real life case. The Nosikam L'Shulchan Aruch dealt with it. So, Mekadei, Harim Mekudeshli Amenas, Sheyeshli Mane, Biad Ploni. Okay, Amenas, Sheyeshli Mane, Biad Ploni. And then what happens? So, how do they know if he has $1 million by Rothschild or not? You go ask Rothschild. And what does the guy say? Right? Tomorrow they go and ask him. And he says, yeah, Avada, I owe the guy $1 million. He deposited with me for safekeeping. He doesn't like to flaunt his money. So he keeps it with all my money in my safe. So that's a real enough unit for Kiddushin, right? Ve acharkach armar ploni she yesh lo etzlo. And the guy said, obviously, if Ploni says, no, you know, you didn't deposit any money with me, then obviously not Mekudeshes. Says, I didn't agree to Mekudeshes with you because you made up stories. No, you need to back up your story. So Taka Ploni says, Taka, I do owe you $1 million. Here it is. You can collect it whenever you want. Right? Build a mansion for your chasna. So now, is she Mekudeshes or not? So says the... Okay. I might have forgotten who said which. Okay. What? I'm pretty sure.
Where is it?
Yeah. The Beis Shmuel Lamed Ches Lamed Aleph. Okay. I'm pretty sure it's the Beis Shmuel who says that she is Nema. So, says the Beis
Shmuel. Where is this case?
In the Nosei Kelim on the Shulchan Aruch. I'll get in Ebenezer. I'll give them Marim Komos in a second. So, says the Chelkas Mechokek. He says, well, look, from now on, Rothschild owes him $1 million. That's clear. But we don't really know if he originally owed him $1 million, right? So therefore, she's not Mekudeshes. Bivadai, obviously. Says the Beis Shmuel, what do you mean? If Rothschild owes him $1 million, he owed him $1 million. Like, of course she's Mekudeshes. So what are they arguing about? Whether, if Tak in the end, he says that he owes him $1 million, is that good enough to prove the Kedushin or not? So L'chora, it sounds like they're arguing about this Chakira. Right, did you punch it up, Josh?
No, sure.
No, that's fine. Okay, you'll take my word for it. The Chelkas Mechokek. Chelkas Mechokek, the Simen Lamed Dalid, Sivkot and Chaf. No, sorry, I meant Simen Lamed Ches, Sivkot and Chaf Beis, if you want to look it up. Says, no. She's not Vadai Mekudeshes. Because maybe he didn't owe him Bishas Kiddushin. Says, I know, now Rothschild has to deliver the $1 million. But maybe at time of Kiddushin, he didn't owe $1 million, and Rothschild just made it up later. The Beis Shmuel, right there, Lamed Ches, he just gets a difference of cutting, but it's on the same part of the Shulchan Aruch, says, Mekudeshes. Says, what do you mean? Rothschild said he owed him the money. Why'd we doubt it? It could be that this is the real nafkamina, the Ketzosa Marival. Again, almost like the Yeshivish joke. The real nafkamina, the Ketzosa Marival. If he said the Marival, it's a Hiskaivus Amatana. And now he owes him the money. But we don't know if he really owed him the money at the time of Kedushin or not. Right now he owes him the money because now he gave him Matana. But we don't know if he really owed him the money. Maybe he's lying. He just gave him Matana now. So she's not bothering the Kudeshes. But Rabbi Shmuel says, no, what are you talking about? What? You think it's flipped? Okay. the Seder. I apologize then. Chalkas Machokek. Lamed Ches of Beis. But the Nafkamiyah works out the same either way. That if it's real Nemanis, it's real Nemanis. So we know she's Mekudeshes. We have real, we have Eidos. We have better than Eidos. We have Mea Eidim. We have more than Mea Eidim. Okay, so that could be the real Nafkamiyah. There's a lot more to say about this also, but this is enough now just to explain the Chakira.
Is another thing different? Over in the case we talked about the tree, the guy comes and is claiming that you owe me. Here you're coming and asking him, is this or not? You're not making a claim against me.
There could be a difference. The truth is, there's a Pnei Yoshua who says, a very fancy lumdus, he says, there's Svedinim in Hodas Baldin. If I come and, he says, well, not exactly, if I come and claim for you in Bezdin, when you're in Bezdin, that's Eidneth Nemanis, because Bezdin is the place for Eidim. When we're just not discussing amongst ourselves, then that's only a Matana. So he would say it might depend if Rothschild came to Bezdin or not. Okay, that we won't have to get to now, because none of the Sugri needs to say this to answer anything. Now, just taking it back, says the Rugachover. Says the Rugachover. The Rugachover says, that's the Shock of a Tiger in our Sugya. Does he have to be right? I don't know. But he says, that's as you think they're talking about the potential misunderstanding of kindergarteners? No, they're talking about Lundus. The Havamina is like the Marival. The Marival says, what do you mean? Says, Adam are real, prove the truth. Pib doesn't prove anything. It just gives them a ton of. That's what he says. Piv has no nemanos. Piv is not machayvo mamon. Meaning, what does it mean? Not machayvo mamon as nemanos, as the truth. Piv is just a matana. So therefore, he says, "What? Well, what's a kavah chomer? Piv, they can give you can give someone a matana, but you're not really believed. Edom are really believed, so Edom are more powerful, right? Piv is not believed. Edom are believed. That's the Kal V'chomer. What if the Gemara Doche? Gemara is Doche like the Tzos. Piv is believed. Not only that, Piv is believed more than Edom. And that's it. He's Medak V'lashem. The Kamash was Hodas Balik Me Edom Dami. The Had is like Marival. Piv has no Nemanus. Piv is not strong. You can give him a Matana. But that's not Nemanus. That's not what we're talking about. That's not strength in Bezdin. That's just a Matana. Kamash Malanim. There's no Kamei Edim, be Medaik in the Lashon. Me Edim sounds like the Ktos. It's Nemanus. Then he brings up an interesting Chakira. He says, what's the next line in Gemara? Right? Maskana is Malapid She'ein Mechaibo Knas. So over here it's just clarifying. Clarifying our intention. According to the Lumdish way that the Rugachover reads it, what's the next line in the Gemara? And here he implies there are two ways to read the next line in the Gemara. What's the next line in the Gemara? You could say that we remain with the Ktos and we move on to a new point. Yeah, the Ktos was not correct. We're moving on to a new point. Or you could say no. This is what the Rugachover himself attempted to say. He says, no, here, we're going back to the Maharival. Why? If it was real Nemanus, it would work for Knas. He says, we're going back to Maharival. Come on, you think it's made him real Nemanus? If it's real Nemanus, why wouldn't it be Chayav Knas? If it's really true, he should pay Knas also. Must be... There are many ways out of that. Must be that it's not really true, it's just a matana, and the answer is, he can give a matana based on regular business dealings. You can't give a matana, a knas is a matana. Knas is only a punishment. You can't give a knas is a matana. So he says, even the maskana, there's two ways to read the Gemara. Are we saying, yeah, Taka, we just said, like, it's just rejected my rival. Now we're moving on with our lives to knas. We're saying, no, we're not moving on to knas. We're retorting with knas. We're saying, hold on, according to you, Ptsos, Peshavim Chayvim Knas. If it's real Nemanus, why shouldn't he be Chayv Knas? Must be that it's not real Nemanus, it's Matana. And you can't give a Knas as a Matana, because Knas is a punishment. And no one, you only give money you owe as a Matana. You can't give a Knas as a Matana. Knas and Matana don't go together. So therefore, he actually thinks that maybe you're saying the end of our rebel. Okay, there's time a little more at the end of the sugya. Also, I see we didn't get to Chatas and Asham yet, but we'll have to pick up with that Amir Tzashem next time.
This Tzachos Planech and Physics Planech Shal Havnia, can you say that that's like, that's only in the tzad of understanding how the Chomer is, that they're like more static, more svara, and it's more the logical mechanisms. Whereas if it's just about Kul and Chumrah, and it's not, it's like a principle.